Inside Sports Medicine is brought to you in part by the orthopedic experts in the region at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. They're out there taking care of the elite athlete to the weekend warrior like me, or somebody that just wants to continue their active lifestyle. The orthopedic experts since 1976, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Online for more information on them, bhosc.com. One of the orthopedic surgeons, part of the team at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, is Dr. Steve Giuseppe, and he joins us here on Fox Sports Rapid City. Steve, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nate. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. Let me ask you about the injury heard around this country and around the world when the NBA Finals were going on. I find it so interesting, the Achilles injury with Kevin Durant. He recently just had surgery and that whole thing. I want to go back. When he went down initially, it was said calf strain, Steve. It was said calf strain. Can you tell, whether it's me or Kevin Durant, when you tear your Achilles?
Well, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, yeah, most people, when they tear their Achilles, it kind of feels like somebody kicked you in the back of the leg. So when it fully tears, yeah, you know. Now, as you know, the Achilles is basically the continuation of your calf muscle. So it's basically your calf muscle's attachment to your heel. So it's kind of one continuous unit. So I assume when they thought he had a calf strain before, that his tendon was also involved too. And sometimes it can be tough to tell, but yeah, it makes you think that he actually had some tendon involvement too before this, before he came back and got re-injured and it completely tore.
You know, that's what I was wondering as this went along. And again, you're a doctor, and the Warriors have some great ones, I'm sure. You wonder, how hard was it, possibility, to diagnose just where Kevin Durant's situation was at? Because there's been a lot of second guessing of, oh, I can't believe he tried coming back and play, and then he tore it. How hard was that call, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, everything's easier in retrospect. It's easier to be a Sunday morning quarterback, right? But it's challenging, I think. And a lot of these guys, you know, Kevin Durant, pro basketball player, he's running and jumping, you know, most days of the whole year. So most of these guys get some breakdown of their Achilles tendon just at baseline. So when they get some MRI study and it shows he's got a little degeneration in his tendon, it's tough to tell, you know, what risk he is of rupturing it. So obviously his doctors are following him closely and, you know, kind of palpating that area and seeing if it was tender, if it was swollen, and then watch him in his practices. And, you know, ultimately it sounds like, you know, most of us feel like probably the wrong call was made. But, you know, again, hindsight's 20/20. I think it would have been tough to predict that. Although, you know, when you look back at the tape of the play that ultimately tore it, you know, it sure wasn't a very impressive play. It just kind of pivoted the side, and then unfortunately snap, and it was gone.
Talking Kevin Durant, tore his Achilles, had surgery recently. Now he enters free agency is what we're looking at, Steve. This is Dr. Steve Giuseppe, orthopedic surgeon, part of the expert team at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center on Inside Sports Medicine. So what is his future? Is it hard to predict how a basketball player like him can come back after something like this?
Yeah, great question. You know, that's the $1 million question, or the, you know, $220 million question, whatever
right.
It may be. But, you know, I like to think that he's got a good chance at it. You know, there's some studies done looking back over the last, you know, 20 years, you know, ended in 2011. Only about half of those players got back, and about, you know, several of those were only for a season. But we do have some success stories. You know, you look at Kobe Bryant, he got back. He wasn't quite the same, but he was plagued by some other injuries. You know, DeMarcus Cousins, he got back. You know, if you think back, Dominique Wilkins, I think, was the year he came back, he was second leading scorer behind Jordan. There's some other people that did make it. You know, Isaiah Thomas, although that was the end of his career. Patrick Ewing, you know, never quite was the same. I think you know, Kevin's such an exceptional player, and that, you know, his height and his shooting abilities, I think, even if he's not quite as explosive as he was before, I still think he'd be a weapon. So I like to think he has a good chance of coming back and continuing to contribute.
When you look at it and you've seen these, let's forget about NBA for a while and think of the common guy. When it comes down to it, are certain sports tougher on coming back from a ruptured Achilles like this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the sports that are requiring a lot of jumping and explosion, you know, so the basketball player, or, you know, like Richard Sherman, you know, cornerbacks, things like that, people that really need explosive. I think you could probably get back to endurance sports easier, you know, cycling, swimming, things like that, where you're not having to explode and accelerate. Basketball is a tough one, you know, with all the jumping. Now, you know, I have heard of some players, you know, talk about how they've been able to modify that a little bit, and they, you know, focus a little bit more on two-footed jumps and change their game a little bit that way. So I do think, you know, as an opportunity to modify if he doesn't feel like he has that same explosiveness coming back.
Great insight on Kevin Durant and the scenario, and now what will teams do after a pretty tough injury, there's no doubt, for a basketball player like Durant with the torn Achilles. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, you'll find him at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game since 1976. Steve, it's good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, likewise, Nate. Thanks for having me on.